Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
How are we on this dreary, dreary, although much cooler, September afternoon or morning?
Indeed.
Good, man. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Did you did you freeze to death yesterday at the golf course?
Yeah, so Donnie sent us a note.
And I tried my best, yeah.
I remember last year being really cold inside of Tangle Ridge at the Donovan Miller Open, but you sent a note saying it was absolutely freezing, and I heard you guys talking about it, too, on the air.
It was rough.
It was cold, but there was also, when we got in there, the tournament had wrapped up, and there was a lot of people in there.
Oh, going in and out, open the door. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
But then they all left, and it got really cold again.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
It was cold, but fun day.
Indeed. Okay, so what music genre are you guys, me, all of us, most ignorant about or dislike the most, and could you ever see yourself taking a dive in that direction at any point in your life? So if you're most ignorant about country or R&B or jazz or Christian or hip-hop, rock, jam, metal, Americana, whatever, could you ever see yourself at this age taking a deep dive into it?
No.
Well,
To me, it's probably more metal or country. And I could say I would definitely, if I had to take a dive, it would be the country music side before metal. I don't think I can do that.
I got a drink.
I mean, mine is obvious. Rap. And I would also say metal. And I have zero interest in either.
Mine is probably country and, well, like, do you guys know much about jazz?
No. I mean, I don't. Probably more than the others, more than metal, yes. But
yeah,
it's very
like
on
I
the
know,
surface.
I don't know anything about
like
opera.
I know very little about that, about jazz, but I feel like that I could possibly dive into that. I could not do that with, like, standard country or Christian music or metal, I don't think.
You don't like God?
It's not about not liking God. I just think the music sucks.
Ooh. I think jazz is the genre that people try to impress you with.
I agree.
That they really truly don't love it.
Jazz, though.
They just want to say that so they can seem like cultured. Oh, I like jazz.
And they have their record players at home and right. turntable and, you know, just sit there
and go to
a
jazz clubs
and festivals.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, that's probably the one, though, that I could actually see myself getting into.
Yeah, me
My
too.
My kids are so into rap and hip hop that I feel like that I know way more than I used to.
I know way more since I started working here.
LL Cool J.
Thanks, Norm.
All right, how old is too old to start a new career in your eyes? Rich says, I'm looking to get into a new field, and I'm 45.
Oh, that's not too
old. That's great.
You could
easily. Hey, Rich.
I was going to say, like, man, 70, 75? Because even if you're hating what you're doing, why wouldn't you want to try and turn that around at whatever point of life that you could?
It's tough to do at times, man.
It is.
The unknown of not knowing how that career is going to go and can you get it started and you need this money, you need this paycheck.
Yeah, I know.
Is something that will definitely keep you in it.
Never give up what you wanted to do to begin with and just accept not having any money.
Like, I think it's, I read this article. So in The Sopranos, there's a character named Hesh who just died. In real life, not in the
show. I was about to say, spoil it!
Yeah. So Hesh is, he was a guy that worked on sets, like in design, production, whatever, in TV shows and movies. And someone in the 90s, when he was 60 years old, said, you know, you're really, it seems like you have a natural vibe to be on screen. And he was this kind of older Jewish fellow that didn't look the part of anything. And he got cast in, I think, like a Scorsese movie, like right out of the shoot at 60, and then went on to do The Sopranos and The Good Wife and all these other shows. And I was like, man,
that's pretty
cool.
Can
you imagine at 60 years old just switching complete careers?
I feel like you'd be done. If you had just had to leave the job that you're on, you're saying, all right, I'm going to retire and maybe do other smaller jobs here and there, but not just the full-fledged career move to do something else. I can't see it. So I would say, like, yeah, definitely 60-something is probably a little too old to say, I am switching careers. Jobs, different. Careers,
yeah.
I don't,
right.
I don't
Job,
see it.
Yeah. Like, I would like to retire and then do a have a job, right? Like, I don't know, work at a vet's office or a bartend for a couple of nights a week or something like that. Not a career, just something to go do. Yeah,
right.
Okay, let me know what bar.
Yeah, boy, you would, I know you would definitely pour heavy. I'd be a regular at your bar.
Oh, I would break the bar.
All right,
would,
it's a Corby night. Let's go.
This one drink will just last you about 3 hours. He's pouring so heavy.
Okay, Matt, do you have a fridge full of beer at your house at all times, or are you strictly a social drinker going to breweries?
Oh, sorry.
No, I do have a fridge full of beer at my house, but I am mainly a social drinker going to breweries. Like, I rarely ever drink during the week. Like, most weeks I don't drink Sunday through Thursday. It just is on a Friday. And I might have a couple beers at the house on a Friday if I'm at home, but I get a lot of beer and then I order beer and I like to share beer with friends and I'll take the beers places and we'll just share beers with different people and stuff like that. I don't really drink a lot at the house.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't have like a lot of beer. Alcohol, maybe wine. We'll have wine for dinner or something like that, but not a lot of stuff at the house per se. It's way more fun to be out.
That's where I do most of my drinking.
I agree. Like if
at home you do?
Oh yes.
Really?
Yeah. I will probably do 80% of my drinking at home.
We'll holla.
So then I can just fall asleep. Yeah, right where I am.
Like, I like being out. Like, I like going to the breweries and the camaraderie of people that I know there and kind of being around that. And if I'm not out, like, I never drink at the house unless it's a Friday or a Saturday, ever. Like, I would never, like, go home today and just crack open a couple beers and drink them. But I just wouldn't do it. And unless somebody is like, hey, I really want to go do this tonight, like, I'm not going to go out. And we'll go out during the week sometimes, and I don't drink at all, even going to places.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, that's you make good. Up with it. I think Saturday, you make up for the whole week, though, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I consume on a Saturday what you're probably supposed to just space out
throughout
daily,
the entire week.
But yeah, I mean, I just don't drink as much as I think people think I do because I enjoy beer a lot and I talk about it a lot, but it's not like I'm pounding 20 beers a day or something. I mean, I don't really drink that much.
On a Saturday, though, when you're like, go to the brewery at... What time do you typically go? 2, 3?
Yeah, usually around then.
Can you drink and like, you know, moderate to high alcohol content beers, you know, more than your standard light beers that we all know about? Let's say 5 to 10% ABV. Can you drink 10?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I want you to be kind of like a grandpa.
But
the grandpa would crack open a Budweiser at home all the time when he got home from work or just chilling. You should do that. You should try more drinking at home.
I mean, a lot of it is different too because
go down smooth, don't come up rough.
Like if you're drinking those bigger beers, then a lot of the times you're drinking them slower, and I may have like a beer an hour.
Yeah, you know,
but I may be out and about for a while, so
for 12 hours,
it's just different.
Will you stay out till 2?
No, no way. No. I like to go out earlier. Like, I'd rather get out earlier in the day and be home by the time it gets dark.
Yeah.
Are you like the street lights on? You have to be at home?
No, I'm just saying, and especially this time of the year, like, it's, you know, I have obligations I have to go do sometimes on Saturdays, but I like to be home as much as possible because I like to watch as much college football as possible.
Yeah.
Which is not always doable when you have kids and other things that you got going on.
No, I hear you. No, I hear you. Oh, just wait till you have the new baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just
the
wait.
New baby.
Just oh, it's wait.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
just put a little stout in his bottle to kind of gently caress him to sleep.
The new baby.
Jerry moves the Cowboys to another state today. Who is your new favorite NFL team and why?
Oh, I like this question. Let's see. My new favorite NFL team might be the Miami Dolphins because I think their colors are awesome. And well, I used to love like them.
That's like an answer your wife would give.
I used to love them when I was a kid, and they're not good, so I can jump in now so that when they do become good and return to prominence at one point, I can say, well, I didn't jump in because they were good. I've loved them ever since.
I may have to have an audition process.
I like that.
I'm surprised, Donovan, since you were such a Randall Cunningham fan, that you don't have this predisposed affinity for the Eagles.
I mean, I did, and then when he went to Minnesota, I liked Minnesota, so I don't know.
Mine would be an AFC team for sure.
I don't know who I would cheer for. I seriously would have to just feel it and see which one I just gravitate towards, and it won't be a team just because they're winning. I don't know. Maybe it's another player that comes around and, okay, I really dig this dude. All right, let's go and cheer for that team. I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe Cincinnati. Like, man, I like Joe Burrow. I liked him on quarterback. That was cool.
Right, right.
I could get into Cincinnati. It's a pretty city.
Because that's a really good exercise in every sport. Like, I'm a Mavericks fan. Just say the Mavericks go away. Who am I cheering for? I don't know.
See, the thing is that growing up, or even, you know, not just growing up, but just being an adult around here, I think it all depends on which fan base has driven you crazy through the years that I can't personally root for fan bases that I'm like, oh, or just a couple of guys.
Yeah.
I'm not rooting for them just because I know these guys. But like Cincinnati, I don't know anyone who's a Cincinnati Bengals fan, right?
No, Bruce
like,
is up
I here. Love Tampa right now because of Baker. I don't know one human being on the planet that's a Tampa Bay fan, a real from Tampa Bay type fan.
Yeah, I know a couple, yeah.
So you'd have to pick teams like that that don't make you crazy already.
See, I think Detroit, but I would not want to jump in on a team that is good right now because that just would be, I feel like, oh, they're good, I'll pick them.
But that's the mentality now.
I know.
Like, that's what kids will lean towards now and people that they...
Like, I love watching Detroit play. Dan Campbell is awesome.
Right, right.
I could easily be a Lions fan, but I would have wanted to have jumped in a couple of years ago.
That makes sense.
Could any one of you last 6 months in prison for $1.5 million?
No.
An actual prison? Like real prison?
Real prison. Like you, today, they tell you, you're going in tomorrow.
No.
And you walk out tax-free $1.5 million, 6 months.
Do you get out regardless of what you do in prison?
Yeah, you'd get out immediately. You get out in 6 months. So no, you're basically, you're in through what, March?
What are you trying to say?
Well, the only way to last is you have to affiliate yourself immediately with a gang, which means you have to kill somebody. And if they find out it was you, then you're not getting out in 6 months.
Okay. You got to quit watching movies because that's not the only way to fit in.
Well, then
I just think you could go in and be like, yeah, I work for this radio station. And someone's like, what radio station?
And they're like, oh, so you got a nice mouth, huh? Come here.
Oh, that went sideways quickly.
Have you seen prison movies? Come on.
Yeah,
Or documentaries.
Not everything is movie-based. Sometimes they do musicals in prison.
Yeah, that's what happened on Oz.
Okay, I was going to say.
I want to be leading. Boy, if you're like, I would like to lead the musical section of the prison.
You have the Time Wasters performance on Cell Block D. And
oh, my heart's got stars. Break these bars. Yeah, we could do it. I think
God,
I could survive.
We're all doing plays and things like that, and then at night we're just being rammed up against a wall.
How much you get? God. You get $1 million tax-free?
Million and a half,
6 months.
Million and a half, 6 months.
I'm out. No, I can't.
Yeah, I could. It's just I wouldn't like myself much, but I could.
Well, yeah. Okay, if you were guaranteed to not have to do all those things, would you do it?
No.
Like, 100% you're not going to be raped and you're not going to have to do anything with other guys.
Nobody's going to stab you or any of that.
No, that's up in the air.
Oh my gosh.
But
why
I'm
don't
out.
You stab me?
You guys can think about it and contemplate all you want. I'm out.
Like, would you rather have to, like, push comes to shove, Matt, you got to have 2 episodes of guy stuff or 2 episodes of getting your ass kicked? Like in the yard with a shiv, but you're going to live.
And you can spend the remaining 5 months in the hospital ward getting better, and then boom, there's your time.
Yeah, but and then what if you really like the guy stuff, and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to leave.
I have a lot of
That's true. What if, I mean, plus what if it's...
You don't know.
You know.
I know. You don't have to explain.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't want to get Ed Norton.
No, no, I don't either. And I don't think he walked out with $1.5 million either, unfortunately.
He didn't. He walked out with a limp.
Well, he walked out with $10 million because it was a movie.
Or what if you walked in there to all these different people and you're like, look, I'm good for $10 grand coming your way if you just leave me alone. I guarantee you I'm going to pay you $10,000 in 6 months.
Well, who's going to believe that? How many times have they been told that in prison?
You can buy protection. You walk up to the baddest dude and you go, hey, man. You know, I've got, here's what's coming your way. If you can just get me to 6 months, maybe it's $100 grand is yours. $100 grand, man.
Man, that dude's going to turn on you so quickly.
Maybe so care. Quickly. And you're going to, you know what? You'd probably be the guy that gets a big swastika on your shoulder just to think that it was going to protect you or whatever. And
nine?
No, I wouldn't.
Man, I didn't know where you were going with that, Corby. That was,
jeez.
I was on the fence with that one. That was a big pause when you went to big. My mind raced. I had no clue.
And I just turned around and slapped it.
No clue. No, if you were
starting
a snake
Charles Haley that thing or what? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?